And welcome back to the Next Panel Podcast. This is episode 5, I believe, right?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Alright, so this is Aleels, your host. Next to me on my right for the first time on Earth is...
Dre.
To his right...
I am SL.
And to his right...
Zero.
Okay. Today we're also live on Twitch. See how this works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twins.
We should put a chat up for me.
Oh, it's on this one.
Alright, well. Okay.
What so, is that
start one? This up, Bo.
I'm in here.
I caught you.
What were you here for?
Just what would you doing?
I'm doing good. What would you nickname me if you caught me? Would you name me Stink?
Mike. Stinky.
Stinky? Yes.
Stinky.
Yes. That's all I got. As long as I get a stinky.
Stinky.
That's love.
Exactly, yeah. I'm going above, you feel me?
If I cook corn, Tubby.
Tubby?
Tubby.
And Bowen.
What would Bowen nickname be if you caught him?
Stimmy.
Stimmy.
Alright. Is it
because
he stimulates you?
What?
We're going to lose everybody already.
Alright. I want to enhance this conversation, so this is the only reason I'm going to say it.
You could get worse.
First off. If I was to catch you, your nickname would be Bobo Bo or Bobo Bo. Okay?
It's too many characters.
You might just
call
Bobo Bo.
Yeah. That's fine. Dre, of course, you will be called Sting.
Yes.
Corn. I would probably call you
be like the ditto of us.
Corn, it's hard to Corn the Charger.
Corn the Charger?
Corner Charger.
Okay.
You can't fit that whole name in.
Yeah. I will make it work. I will abbreviate
the shit. You're like the ditto of all of us. Like,
I will abbreviate the shit out of that.
Oh, you know how when you catch a Pokemon you already got a nickname for him, and then when you get like a ditto, you just leave it ditto.
Oh, yeah, Diddy.
I don't nickname my Pokemon.
Yeah.
No, me neither.
If I caught all of y'all, your name
Your name is whatever your name was.
Really?
Your yes. whole government.
The insult is to like the max right now.
It's all right. That's why I would have never listened to you.
That's a fact.
You would have listened to yeah, me. I would have had my badges.
You I don't care about no badges. You know who I am?
You would have
I would have
dipped. Right, so you would have listened to PC.
You can put me in a PC.
Yeah,
that's
PC.
Fine. That's jail. That's jail. That's jail. I'm gold.
I'm
fine in the PC. Oh,
gold.
Y'all not going to the PC. Y'all are fainting in the Pokeball and staying fainted in the Pokeball.
That's petty.
I'm not fighting to get fainted.
You're going to go out there until you faint. I'll wait till I fight the legendary and send you out first.
And I'm gonna run away.
Okay, return.
You know,
go back out there.
You know, Drake.
Get him, Rayquaza.
You have to hit me with a laser to return me. I'm out.
Drake, I'm dead smoking.
You're gonna be mad when I put you out there against music.
I'm gonna turn around. What type am I gonna be?
You're gonna be
normal type.
I'm a hyper beam music.
No, time out. That's a good ass question. Bowen, we're going to start with you.
Yeah.
If we was Pokemon, what would you label us the type of Pokemon we would be?
Damn. I think See, Bowen would be. We're live on a stream, so
yeah,
I'm trying not to be racist.
No. That was a good-ass question.
Because my first thought was... Dre is a fighting type, and then Yasuo is dark type. It's obvious, right?
Like, oh,
wow.
That's very racist.
That's not super
calm racist.
I would be, I could picture me being a fighting type. That's what I was going to say.
But Dre is definitely a fighting type.
Pretty soon I'll be a ghost type.
Take your time.
I don't know. I'm getting a ground type off of you.
A ground type?
Yeah.
Geodude. Okay. No, that's rock.
Yeah, that's rock.
Who's ground? Diglett. Hey, Diglett.
I'm a diggy.
You can be that trio.
I'm a diggy?
Tyranitar is a ground type, right?
He's dark, too.
Rock type. Yeah.
Rock and dark.
Rock and
ground, what would you do with corn?
Corn?
Poison.
Clearly,
I'm a Snorlax.
Poison. I mean...
A poison type? I would probably... No lie, I would get corn
the
poison type.
I have is clear small. That's it.
I would get... If you was to say poison, mm-hmm. I would totally agree with Bowen being a poison type Pokemon.
With Bowen or Corn?
I mean, I'm sorry, Corn.
I can also see Corn as a grass type.
Well, I would not be a grass type.
Corn? A grass type?
I see Bowen as a normal type.
I was going
to
say...
No. I see you as a normal type.
Bowen would be a normal
no
type.
No lie. I feel normal? Like you...
I was thinking psychic for myself. Normal psychic.
But yeah, no, I feel either ground or steel for you.
Okay.
Could do both.
Yeah.
You know what? Is this what, Bastion? No, he's Roxas.
Probably.
Steel.
You know what's so funny? I wouldn't even be mad at the what the description you're giving me.
The That's steel perfect. Types are all dope, by the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, well, not every single one, but the majority of them are pretty cool.
You know, Metagross.
Metagross.
Steelix.
I'm happy with that.
The Rylodon's kind of cool too.
I'm happy with that decision. I'm very happy with the decision.
Jirachi.
Hey, Korn, are you happy with your decision?
No.
Which one did you? What did we agreed on poison.
So I said grass type because he smokes.
Okay.
How does that make?
I was
putting me with Bulbasaur.
So he said ghost, right? Because he's gonna say he's gonna die soon. So I said poison because he's sick.
You only put. I mean, that could work.
That's why I said that.
I just laughed.
You know what?
All my life, I just wanted to be a fighter.
I love that you guys appreciate the dark humor here.
Yeah.
All my life, I just wanted to be a fire type. That's all I wanted.
A fire type?
We could do
all I ever wanted.
We'll lie at your funeral. We're gonna say you was a dragon type. A fire dragon type.
Say I was a fire dragon type.
So
Charizard.
Turns out I was a poison. What else is weak to psychic?
I'm really diving in deep here. Follow me. So what would I give Dre?
Fighting
normal?
I don't think I'd go just normal.
Straight fighting.
Not fighting. Yeah, fighting. Yeah.
Okay. So we got our three answers from us. Bowen, mm-hmm. what would you label yourself as?
Psychic.
Yeah, I can see him like a Mr. Mime.
A Mr. Mime. No?
I was going more for like the
Hypno?
The Abra, but
okay. Abra?
Abra.
Nah, he gave me the Abra.
You can be Hypno.
Because in a fight, I'm running. So teleport.
Oh, in your head, think about this. Picture Meditite. The little one?
Mm-hmm.
That's just always meditating?
Mm-hmm.
Picture Bo, if he was a Pokemon.
It's
just meditating.
It's set up for him.
I picture Bo as Hypno.
He's normal psychic. If he fights a fighting type, he either wins right away or loses right away.
I was going with Drowsy, but okay.
He's not big.
Slim orange.
Drowsy's a fat
a trainer, but you'd be a Pokemon that's a trainer. That's what you'd be.
Okay.
You'd be
a Pokemon. Oh, so Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not giving you Mewtwo.
I'll give him Mewtwo.
I refuse to give him a OP name.
All right, Mew. He could be cute little Mew.
Mew OP, though.
Yeah, but Bone is OP.
Yeah, Mew okay. OP in the way that, like, Goku as a kid was OP. Like, he didn't really.
He was OP.
It's like, you know, it's not like I'm going to use this to impose my will upon people. You know?
Okay. I'm more just going to stay invisible.
That's what Mew was doing, just invisible, chilling out.
And playing with.
And then when you swung on him, then he packed up, and that's it.
Then hit Ash.
I'm sorry. I really had to ask that question. It was a good, cool. Great Pokemon.
Great intro question.
Facts.
Great intro question.
That's the icebreaker. Right. I don't know why we would have one.
Hey. Sometimes you gotta get to know each other, you know?
I
still don't know you guys.
We've been here for a half hour. Anyway.
You know, I knew y'all for like a year and a half now, and I'm just gonna say, like,
yeah.
Still don't know y'all.
A year and a half. We're coming up on a year. Quarantine would have just been started.
Didn't you play Xbox month. With us?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, Bowen, if you want to be my boo, just say so.
Valentine's Day passed already.
Damn.
Didn't you guys meet on Xbox?
Huh?
Me and Foreign met on Xbox.
And Bowen.
Bowen wasn't on Xbox.
We met on Xbox?
Yes, he was on Xbox. He's primarily Xbox.
Yes. Oh, yes, we did meet on Xbox.
We played The Division.
I think, what did we
do? Did we?
Yes.
Probably did.
Yeah, but, you know.
Is that Walt?
Is Walt Beastie Quest?
No, that's Keith.
I think the bond started with the
people. At quarantine. Yeah.
Wow.
The true friendship started.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was really happy to know Bone during the quarantine.
I'm not going to lie.
I catch you.
Yeah. But I knew y'all. I knew y'all, but Bone's just a different creature.
You probably met Bowen before him.
I probably did. But I'm taking it for P4.
Is that
one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Can you dab on it? Debbie? Oh, my man.
Yeah.
I think
you
got
Debbie? All
right.
Debbie?
All right. Let's get to the question.
I got it.
Yes, we're actually doing the podcast.
All right.
What do you think? He's doing the podcast?
Oh, he's doing one.
So this one's on superhero games.
Okay.
All right. Not the Avengers.
Well, we'll get to that. What do you think goes into making a good superhero game?
Whatever they put in the Avengers, the opposite.
By a show of hands, who likes the Avengers?
Bro, I like it. I feel like it has potential. It has potential. The way Anthem has potential, the Avengers has potential.
How long does it take for you to, like, the potential to kick in?
I'm still waiting on Anthem. You know how long they promised the redo to that shit?
I mean,
I didn't even know they promised a redo.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to get to the question that was asked.
Did they promise a redo of Avengers?
Well, they're doing updates. they've been doing constant. They have been doing constant updates.
No, I was gonna say that.
They have been doing constant updates. Okay.
I just feel like if we're making a video game where superheroes, to make a good video game with superheroes, you gotta make an open world. I feel like that's the key component of it.
I don't think
isn't Avengers fake open world?
Why do you think
it's like, I think it depends on which superhero you're kind of going with.
All right, I can co-sign that. Depending on the superhero is whether or not you make it open world or not.
Because, like, a Batman, a Superman game, I see that open world, Spider-Man, obviously, because, like, their traversal means tend to, like, matter.
But the X-Men
wouldn't have to be open world. You can make it mission-based. And then you, like, put together your team. The way the Avengers did it, just do that, but better. You just put together a team.
We don't say that word unless we're bashing
X-Men.
You can't say that
unless we're bashing
it. I did. The way they did it, but do it good.
Oh,
okay. All right. How you did that?
Like, go finish.
Don't be horrible at it. And we'll be
good. Bowen.
Yeah.
I got something. Because off what he was saying, I actually understood what he was getting at.
Okay.
I personally feel like certain games deserve it. I know I scream a lot about a lot of games need to be RPG'd, but I feel like one game that could be RPG'd in open world at the same time is Batman.
Batman, okay.
I feel like Batman can be a good turn-based RPG, fighting-wise.
I think I could see you do that, but I don't think it fits with the lore as well. Because Batman so often fights by himself, so like you'd hit once and then like 20 dudes would have a chance to hit you.
But then you got other people. Oh yeah.
Did Batman really fight like with us?
You know what type of game I could see Batman getting? One of the.
I could see it being how they do Dragon Ball and you fight through like the whole.
Oh no.
You could do the Warriors.
I was going to say Warriors, like 1v1000 type of game. Batman would be a great.
Hit floor.
But I could see. Yeah.
Just like One Piece. Just like One Piece.
I mean, I think they have.
Just want to add that out there.
We don't say that word.
If you're doing Batman in particular,
you
could do it kind of not like how like Xenoverse has with alternate timelines and all that, but structure it like how they basically structure every Dragon Ball game where you're like going through the time, and then like as he levels up, that's where you add in the RPG element. Is your Batman more tech?
Yeah, doesn't he get that in the normal games?
In the normal games, you're there with Batman at some point, and then he'll get like additional gadgets. I'm talking about like literally start as like Young Bruce. Like literally, like go through the timeline. I think that's the one thing we probably haven't really done with Batman is like play through like his actual like origin
from start to
all the way. Like normally we pick up and like he's been Batman for 6 months, but like you know, but not like that. We have to play for do it like how you did with Aloy.
I mean, but
in Horizon. Or just like a quick like little segment where you play as him.
The Arkham series did that, no? Because you got Origins that came out where it was like his first year.
Origins. Huh? So, I didn't play Origins.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that's where you play like in his first year as Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Then it moves to Arkham Asylum, you know, where he's already been Batman.
So do it like that, but make it like a thing where
it's just all in one game.
Well, not even all in one. You could break it up, but make it a thing where, say, the first half of the game, the level cap is, like, level 30. It's a nice 30, 40-hour game. That is a complete game. Then you can pick up another game. Now that we have this save transfers and everything, transfer that save file. You start off the next game literally at the strength you left the last game out. Now the level cap is, like, 60 or whatever. And then you, like, gain more, like, skills and whatnot. But just don't do it like Spider-Man where it's, like, once you're max level, you have enough for every single skill, so you're just completely rounded. Like, let me build a Batman. Like, my Batman's not good at stealth, but he just whoop ass all day and can take hits.
I got another thing to add on to this, what makes a perfect game.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 5, arguably probably like the best game ever to touch a freaking system. The Grand Theft Auto series. If you even did Grand Theft Auto, the let's say like the expansions and such like that.
Punisher, Grand Theft Auto, I'll
if,
win it.
If you, you know put, what? I wasn't even thinking. I had actually had a thought on that, and it was a you play as like the villains, right? But you would play as like one of the henchmen. But a Grand Theft Auto style game where you're a henchman. You get to choose what villain you work under,
mm-hmm.
and it's an online game, like I guess Grand Theft Auto Online. Mm-hmm. They have wars and stuff, like mm-hmm. gang wars, right? So you would have gang wars between the villains.
They could do that for the Suicide
you
Squad.
Could, you could do that too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's how you break everything down. You could break it down to a T.
Break it down like this. So they do the Suicide Squad game, right?
We uh-huh.
fight the heroes or whatever. Alternate. Say the online mode is like an alternate timeline, depending on how ever the game ends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all win and the heroes are gone. Now, in that little thing, now, like, the main villains in the Suicide Squad you were using, they're like the mob bosses, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, now you can choose, like, now you're a henchman star, now you can choose who to, like, kind of come up under. And kind of choose.
Like a protege and stuff
thing.
Like that.
Yeah,
and then
just
kill
play off of that. Just be like, all the heroes are dead. Now you're joining this thing, but it's like multiplayer so much. So
and then you take over the villain's
yeah,
role?
You can try to. Put together a little group with your little squad.
That would be dope.
Can you make it massive online or just like a co-op online story type thing?
So that was actually my next question, because it seemed like a lot of the elements that you were saying for superhero games, it sounds like a single player game type experience.
Okay.
Do you think superhero games work better as single players, or do they have room for multiplayer?
I'm going to say a single player, because, you know, multiplayer, we got...
yeah, that happened. But you could do multiplayer.
You can say it. I ain't going to say it.
If you do a
whole lot. I want to hear what you got to say, sir.
What game are we talking about, sir?
I'm not talking about that. I'm going to go into it.
Do you want
to
say the name?
No, because that's no, we're going to come back to that. I promise.
I wanted to indulge
and say that, but I don't want to...
It's part of my question.
But that's why I'm going single player out.
Listen, at some point, we will avenge Marvel, but...
I like that. The wordplay was elite.
That was great.
Elite wordplay. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think superhero game can do multi... It's kind of hard to do it depending on like which group you're using, because you're going to have a mix of guns. And, like,
I think X-Men would work.
And stuff. But like X-Men could work. If you do like...
X-Men Legends was fire.
Do like an arena game though. Like kind of like how...
What, Ninja Star?
Well, no, not like that. What was I just saying? The game I just said. Overwatch. Like how Overwatch goes, like how you have melee characters that can be mixed in with characters that actually like have guns and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you can make it mix like that, and then you just contain it to where it's not like 100 people fighting everywhere you go, bro.
I think I got it.
What you got?
But I want you to finish.
He's done.
I'm pretty much done. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
You make it a one-player game. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you pick... have to stick with it. Hypothetically, a game that we do not like.
So Avengers. That you guys don't like. Okay.
We do not like. Let's say, hypothetically speaking.
Yeah. May or may not start with an A.
Let's say Bowen starts with the female Luffy. We're gonna start with this. The female Luffy.
Miss Marvel.
Let's say he starts with the female
Luffy. Let's be respectful. Come on, guys.
All right. Miss Marvel, right?
Wow.
So you're going to say he starts with Miss Marvel? He has to stick with that character until he gets to a certain level. If you're playing online with other people, they have to stick with that character. So when you get online, so hypothetically, let's use it for all instances. You use Miss Marvel, Dre has Hawk, Corn, you have Captain America,
Hulk.
And I have Hawkeye.
Oh,
we have
seen that Hawkeye.
So you both have Hawkeye.
You said I had Hulk. You mean Hulk?
Hulk. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
And I have Hawkeye.
Okay.
So like you have to get it to a certain level. So let's say, for example, level 10, y'all can all play online. We can all play online level 10. Mm-hmm. But level 35, we can switch and play other people.
This sounds much like that game that we hate.
You know what I think you could do
for that? You gotta get to level 10 to play online, right?
Do it like...
I think so. It's like... Seriously? It's like Destiny, like how you have to get past that intro stage.
We don't play too much attention to that.
So, if you do it like, basically your idea, do it like...
But you stick with one character, though.
Yeah.
Do it in the Legends mode in Ghost of Tsushima. To where, like, when you start Legends mode, it's like, okay, there's 5 classes, pick one. Like, they give you a chance to try them out, see what they like, you pick one. Mm-hmm. Now you just have that one. But when you get that one maxed out, you can then make a second one.
Or...
And you still have the first one.
So it could be like Destiny.
Yes, each time you
You could be a war... what is it? Was it 3? Titan, Hunter,
Warlock.
And Warlock.
But that's the only reason why I'm saying like that. Because it makes more sense.
Harder if you're doing it... Because, again, if it's like a group where you have, like, a lot of heroes...
So then,
and you say you can just be one. It's like, well, if it's the 4 of us and there's 8 heroes, why am I stuck being the same person until I max them out?
Well, no, I mean, but you can make a character for...
Yeah, but why do I have to get them all the way to that level? There's 4 people none of us can use. Because like, why can't I use 2?
Because if you chose this one, obviously, this is your favorite character.
Then we could do you could do it as CACs. Everybody get a CAC, and you pick the moves from everybody you like.
The Marvel Online thing, that's just it.
Yeah, like, you like some of Batman's moves, and you then, like some of Superman's moves.
And then that's how you do it, like you were saying with the mob boss.
Like, even though the game's not good.
That, you go under whichever hero you want to choose.
What's that game?
DC Universe Online, basically.
What's the game I made that boy? Boruto, Shinobi Striker?
No, but I was going
to
say...
But I'm saying, you go under people to train, you learn their moves, and like, it just
but do it
comes
like
to you. Yeah, like Xenoverse.
Like Xenoverse, you kind of just go to that instructor just for a while, and you instruct. But you just make it a thing where, like, for a Batman, you have to be at least this good at this stuff, or he's just not going to look at you, because it's like, why am I teaching you acrobatics and stealth moves if you're, like, 20 feet tall? Like, who are you hiding from? Like, go talk to Hulk or somebody.
They should do CACs for superheroes.
I think for online, that's...
Just have them in the game, but your own character should be... Because when we heard Spider-Man was coming to...
It's just what you wanted.
Everybody wanted Spider-Man.
Because for superheroes, if you're doing online and you can pick heroes, there's certain heroes. People are just not going to play the game. Because every time they get there, people are just mashing. To get Spider-Man first, get Cap first, get Iron Man first, Hulk first.
Nobody wants Hawkeye.
And then you're left with characters you don't want to use. It's like, why would I play the game?
I feel like for a game like Avengers,
you have to balance the character.
When you say that word, you say low-pitched.
But you have to balance the game in some way. Like, you can't make it so that clearly these 4 characters are the best ones to use online.
No, but when you're playing online, that's what I'm saying. It's what, a limit of 4 of 4.
Yeah, but it's PvE still, right?
Yeah, and you're playing with your
friends.
I'm talking about
why not be a CAC?
Oh, they don't
have PvP. I know, but I'm saying for like a multiplayer, like a
PvP. Why wouldn't CACs work?
You'd be able to actually give it more of a story as far as like training and leveling up, but
I guess.
Because you get to involve everybody in it. Like,
because
you get to go see Batman, you get to go see...
It's just they're dealing with something. While the story was going on and they were doing this,
I mean, so the story from Avengers made it work so that you had to re-level them up because, you know, they disbanded, everybody was off the grid, so they're starting from...
They went off the grid and forgot how to fight.
But as far as their arm, like, you know, their armor and stuff, it's...
Who uses armor in the Avengers?
Iron Man.
Iron Man builds his own armor. Why would he not have it? Because
He
doesn't have the materials anymore. It's been reclaimed by the government.
Rich.
We're not going to speak about this game.
So that's the thing. He lost everything. They all lost everything. You know, they're starting underground.
It feels really hard to make Tony Stark lose
everything. How hard was it in The Dark Knight Rises?
I think
for Bruce Wayne to lose
everything?
Batman
decided to give up.
No, he lost his company. He lost his company. He lost all his money. It's not that hard for characters to...
I think...
It just feels weird.
I think my imagination...
was called Tony Stark to lose everything.
No, it's not that hard.
I think
one event.
Yeah.
One event.
Yeah.
After years of saving the world from worse events.
They do that
literally
to... They
one
do that
bombing.
To characters in comics all the time.
Literally one bombing where one of his own was like the most significant casualty.
I think...
And that's how you lose everything. So when the people that did that do it again, there's no one there... to do anything?
I think I found a good way to express this. You give them, like I said, I hate to be that person to be talking RPG so much, but I think what you could do to make this a good game, you have two choices before you start the game. Either you want to have superpowers that you could pick from, a selective amount of powers, of course, because you can't make it OP. Or you can go under a character, which is like a custom-made prompt list. So hypothetically speaking, Bowen, you start the game. You want this. You want to create a power. They give you fire, ice, super strength, super speed, super just something like a set amount. Or you could pick from these Avengers and enhance their powers. I think that will make a game really perfect. Am I getting any doubters from this?
I just feel the best way is CACs.
Because, well, it's a balance. Because if you're making a superhero game, A, you have to decide, is it going to be, are you making your own character? Or are these established superheroes?
Exactly.
Because now if I'm playing a Batman game, or I'm just playing a superhero game and Batman's in it, but I can make him stronger in that game than he's ever been at any point in the comics.
It's going to be...
Now it's a bad game because that's not Batman anymore. It's like at that point, just make a custom character.
No.
But if you make a custom character and I can train under Batman to then surpass him in every single way, it's like, now Batman has no point because it's like, clearly anybody could just train under Batman.
I understand. I get
so
that.
So it's kind of a tightrope?
I get it, but now follow me now. Everybody that's underneath somebody is better than them in a sense.
What? No. Nobody's better than Batman. It's Batman.
Yeah. Like, all of his newness might be better than him in a certain thing, but all together,
Batman. That was the key thing that I said.
Yeah, but they're
I
not
said somebody,
that much
some way, shape, or form, they're better than him in some sense. If we go back, if we even, I do this. Kid Flash is faster than the Flash.
Okay. But now, peep this, though.
You follow me now.
Peep this, though, because along the same lines.
You follow where I'm going with that.
But here's where it gets tricky.
See,
so don't you have to be like kind of chosen by
I stumped him a little bit.
He's just trying not to go into
I don't
want to
go off like fully off topic.
Don't go fully off topic, but you get the concept of what I'm trying to get at.
So, but for example, like this, right?
If Kid Flash is faster than Flash, but Flash is the main character, and the Flash has other things that he does better than Kid Flash.
Wait, okay, so Kid Flash is Flash is Wally West, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for the most people know Flash from what? Justice League cartoon?
Let's go with that.
Right? Okay. In the Justice League cartoon, the Flash was Wally West, not Barry Allen. So he was already the faster Flash in the cartoon.
Okay.
Right?
We can go with
but
that.
Peter,
so
right?
it's
so, like,
it's
say
money.
You go under mm-hmm. someone. Say we're doing DC, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have Batman. You're going to have Superman. You're going to have
Wonder Woman.
Like this.
Wonder Woman.
How are you going to train under Superman if you're not Kryptonian?
Yeah.
Like, you're just a human. You can't get to Superman's level of strength, so now you can't. Now you're blocked from anybody but Batman.
Hopefully, I could pull Dre in with this. It's the same thing with the
with
Xenoverse. It's the same thing with Xenoverse.
But you do
Xenoverse
with the Green Lanterns.
You see
where you pick a Kryptonian at the beginning, like you're one.
No, you know how Xenoverse you had. Your Saiyans.
Yes. Yeah, so
no, that's
what
you're saying. You pick a Kryptonian.
But then your option will be Kryptonian human.
Yeah, so then that becomes
like
everybody would
like
just
some
pick
of those superheroes.
Yeah,
like,
but my thing is, it's like you're throwing it off because you're putting it in a section. But my thing
but,
is, it's
like,
but it's
I'm just saying, like, when you're thinking about like doing that, it's like, how are you going to train under Superman or Wonder Woman or Martian Manhunter or the Flash? You don't have the Speed Force, or like there's a bunch of people who are just literally. They're not human, so now you have to be able to choose to be an alien. If I'm a Kryptonian, why would I ever train under Batman?
That's true. But
like,
you're
not trained at the dude that'll take me to the peak of my actual powers?
Yeah, but
being trained by Batman with super strength is like being a...
But then if you're a Kryptonian and you can choose to go to Batman or Superman or Wonder Woman or Flash or the Green Lanterns, and you're a human and you have Batman or the Green Lanterns, it's like...
Why
even put a human as an option? Like, you can't do anything.
I mean, it's kind of strong how... Like one thing I like about this conversation is that y'all get really in-depth with it. So it's like...
And then you're gonna have to throw in timeline thing because it's like, how did this random Kryptonian boy come
from? I just preferably feel like, you know.
Because like the whole planet blew up.
So it'd be an alternate universe. Like the last one. It'd be one of Flash's alternate universe.
Yeah, you have to tie the alternate universe into the story too.
The best way I could defend this is just like Dragon Ball Xenoverse, because it's like you're saying, but you're around these Frieza type people, these Cell type people and stuff like that, and you're just doing the same thing. What I'm saying? It's
but with the Dragon Ball world, everybody knew humans in Dragon Ball world, you could learn how to fly, like Gohan 12 and down.
No, I guess
what you could
in
do
in DC, you wouldn't be human, you would be a meta human.
You're automatically a metal human, but you gotta figure out what it is that you create.
So this is what you do, right?
You have to be a metal.
Start the game.
And whatever, whatever you create is whether or not you get sanctioned to this person.
I got you right now. So
let's say, for example, I'm sober.
Oh no, I got you. Go ahead.
All right, I'm a meta human. I don't know my power, but I want to develop a power. The power, let's say, it's like, I got super strength and super speed. So obviously, your two people that you can go to is either Superman or Flash. You get what I'm saying? Like,
okay. But I mean, there's a lot of people.
But
for example.
But I'm just saying, it's just an
example. Like if you had five.
Like if you had to choose, it would be those things you grew to. Or let's say, for example, you're used to like having an item as a weapon. So let's say, for example, if I was to be, hypothetically, just to make this conversation good, let's say beer is my superpower. So let's say beer is my superpower. You gotta go with the characters that have weapons in their hands.
Duffman.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like I say, Wonder Woman, she uses a lasso, or Green Lantern uses a ring. So you use. That's what they use. All right, well, I use a ring, but you have a cup of beer in your hand, sir. Use that to the best of your ability, and then it advances. You get what I'm saying? That's how you learn how to develop into it.
The one thing that's hard about that is like the way the meta abilities work, though, is like you kind of just have them.
They're random.
Choose what you're going to have.
They're random.
But what you do, right?
But we're in a video game element.
So I guess that works in the case of an X-Men.
But I got you right here, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is what you do. You started off with like a cutscene, right? Something happens to your character as a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like kind of like how you start Kingdom Hearts and they just ask you random questions.
Okay.
You don't know where the fuck it's leading to, but it like kind of coaches your build.
Now
we ask you these questions, like regular personality questions, and the game itself puts together like powers for you.
That's not a bad idea.
And then bang, those are the powers your character has. Now you're like kind of let out into the world, or if you want another decision, you can choose like the good guys or the bad guys. And then your mentors will be from amongst those two.
That will make the game.
And then, like, say each combination has like five mentors total you can learn from, and like there's a certain amount of skill points that you can earn from
each total section.
Like for each master, maybe you get 10 10 10, but so you can only use it in like their skill tree or whatever.
So we agree with CACs.
I think CACs would be the easiest way to do it, because then you can do whatever you want,
because superhero games are getting like repetitive, just like Dragon Ball.
Besides Batman,
well, you could twist it up, especially Batman and Spider-Man, because they have so many villains.
No, those are.
But I could see like if we got our like, say they was making Superman games, we got a third Superman game.
How many times?
At some point, it's like who else? Darkseid? Like who else are we going
to? How many times? How many times are we going to fight Magneto?
But you have so many villains. Well, X-Men.
Exactly.
X-Men, I don't know enough anymore.
For DC, I understand, but I'm saying, like, X-Men type.
Okay, so
it should be CAC, because how many times are you going to fight Magneto?
Yeah, so the X-Men I can see working
easily. You can have a villain. You can have a villain CAC, too. Like, he's like your rival.
I figured it out. So this is how you do it. If you want a multiplayer game, you have to do what Dre say. Make it an Avengers game, if you're Marvel, or make it a Green Lantern game if you're DC.
Or like a Justice League.
Or a Justice League game, yeah, if you're DC. And just have you as like, not even maybe a rookie member yet, like you start the game off as just like a street level hero. Then you can choose your powers. Whatever power you have, you're just a street level hero.
Because it happens in like an accident.
And then you're trying to gain experience to become a better hero and like join the Justice League. Yeah. They just weave together a good story that like draws you to like.
I'm not gonna lie, Corn.
Like they take applications because they have so many members. I apologize. It's like 20 years in the future.
Zero. I'm not gonna lie. That's perfect because it's like it develops you. So it's just like My Hero Academia.
I was thinking about that.
Throw it into the future. All the heroes like, that you know are dead already.
Like you know how Deku.
The bad guys are making an
Deku only had no powers. Yeah, he literally witnessed this situation happen. He turned into a superhero. That's. A quick synopsis. I'm not trying to.
No. I get
I'm not trying to ruin our spoilers that we have.
Well, no. Yeah, that don't count. They're on season 4.
Oh, yeah. The first 3 seasons are up for grabs.
All right, got you. So, like, with that, then it's like, then it blends you all.
Yeah.
That would be perfect for My Hero. The revamp My Hero, that would be perfect.
Literally.
Like, the way we're talking right now.
We can't talk about anime and video games, though, bro. Because it's going to be Ninja Storm 6.
Yeah.
But
Bendai.
Did you see Demon Slayer? Not to go off topic. Did you see the Demon Slayer game?
No.
It's Naruto.
But it looks fine.
Don't worry. I'm on your side with this.
Bro, if Ninja Storm 5 comes out, you're not buying it?
No.
Yes, you are.
I didn't get 4.
Yes, you are. You had 4 because Corn has it. You would play it.
I didn't. Did I play? Did I ever play with y'all?
I don't know what you do on your free time. there's a whole lot of gaming that gets done without not at a party.
Dre, you can't use me for that because you ain't played with me. But I bought the game twice.
Yeah,
I lost it the first time. That's why I bought it.
Yeah, I know what game I play.
Hey.
Yeah, but you only play one game, so you can't tell me.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm on your side with this.
They wasn't gonna make it a Call of Duty game, so
I don't know what you do when I log.
So can we? Oh my god, I wish you could pull up a dual screen, a Ninja Storm fight and a Demon Slayer fight.
But yeah, no, we get it. We're not arguing.
I'm not saying. It's not the same mechanics.
It's the same exact.
Spider-Man and Batman's mechanics are damn near the same thing. They're both great games.
But they're not fighting games.
You fighting in the game.
That's I feel like but, no, no. But there's a story. There's
a story in Demon Slayer.
No, it's like a.
It's an arena fighter, but that's because it's made by the exact same company.
Bendai.
That's and they how know, they make games.
No,
do.
But you Bendai need to you get progress foot. And stuff.
What? Don't talk.
They
bad
know
about
it's
Bendai.
Gonna sell.
They
don't.
They put out the Tales series over here, so they're on my list of my favorite.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
So don't
respectfully
start getting crazy about Bendai.
Bendai.
Now you go. You go start sharing on Bendai.
So, I do not like Bendai.
Should we go down the laundry list of Aki? Yeah, in fact, let's not get into
Aki.
Let's not get into Aki.
They got Call of Duty.
That's all that matters to me. I agree with you. I'm just saying, you coming at the people who put out the Tales games over here. I don't think they make them, but they put them out.
Let's not stray too far.
That's amongst my all list.
Magic Cup.
You get on the that Shinobi Strikers game.
So
go crazy. That's the anime Avengers, by the way. Anime next anime podcast. We could talk about that game and why that game's trash.
So we're actually now is the time. If you could make an improvements to Marvel's Avengers, like in all seriousness, if you could make improvements, what would you like to see to get you back into it?
I don't think I'm too far gone.
It's the moment where I can actually punch Avenger in the face. All right.
Like, no, but like, what would you actually want to see in future? So
put most of the characters of a DLC.
Okay. But they, all right. It's just more characters? Is that it?
More characters where you have a good selection to pick from. Versus giving you like 8 people to make it work.
Okay.
I don't like stuff like that.
If it's going to be, we compare it to Destiny, they should have events. We should have just the same story mode. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like.
I don't think it should have been online. I don't think it should have had an online aspect. If they did, it should have come out after.
I mean, it's a gamble to do online, but.
Well, I mean, almost every game has an online now, so I get doing the online. But it's like, if you're going to do the online, and the online isn't going to, like, it's going to be, like, playable, but not really good or interesting. And then you're doing the story, and it's playable, but not really that great in terms of like the actual game.
So the events would be the only thing for me, because like I would want to do
both
sides
can't be lackluster, for example. So like Call of Duty.
Because you can't really do PvP. Because, oh God, Iron Man versus Iron Man. Like, you know?
Unless you mess up and it's Hawkeye versus the Hulk, and then it's like, it doesn't make sense.
That was basically the first 2 movies.
No, I'm saying like if us four played together, right?
Mm.
When we go online a PvP. He got Hulk, he got Iron Man, I got Spider-Man, you got Cap. go search your Mac, and they got the same exact people.
But my Iron Man might have a different like loadout and different shit.
So what's gonna be different about the Hulk? Yeah.
What's gonna be different? He can swim with his left hand.
The caps out of the
caps. He's a black shield.
So he got the smaller, the two smaller black shields, or so you have the big one.
They do have like different customizations for each of the characters.
So, but that's why like events would be dope. Like, oh, okay. Like there's a Thanos raid, or like you know.
The gameplay's gotta be better, because you know I didn't play the game. But the reason I didn't play the game is because playing as Hulk would be frustrating. Because it looks like you're like punching regular people, and it should be a difference in strength between Cap punching someone and Hulk punching the shit out of somebody and cracking the ground. Like, if I can take you and slam you into the ground and crack the ground with your body, and you're a regular human,
well,
and you're not dead.
You're mostly fighting robots.
I mean, so. Even still, bro, it's like just looking from it was like, you know? And then,
okay.
Events would start to bring me back, because PvP is out the question at this point. But like, if we could fight Thanos on like a legendary difficulty where we gotta do shit to beat him, or like other Marvel villains, like where we gotta do like strategic shit to beat him.
If you're doing PvE, I think it, like you're saying, it has to be like Destiny.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, it's like.
So you know? I personally think,
because like, for example, Call of Duty, like I don't know as much about Call of Duty, but they know they're putting out a game that has a story and a multiplayer, and they know people only care about the multiplayer and zombies. So the story is like, literally they make the story long enough and like decent enough for you to like play it and get used to like
the buttons,
differences
the trolls,
between
the
last
the
game, and
then
go to the multiplayer
like
and never even think about the damn story again. So for them it's fine, but if you're doing the Avengers, like, even if you're telling me it's an online game, I'm not going to an Avengers game saying, okay, I'm going to get the game, I'm going to go straight online, screw the story. No, I want to see the story, too. You know?
So,
yeah.
Like, Call of Duty, I don't give a
fuck. I feel like, I feel like these games need to get better with their storyline to make people want to play the game more.
Or if you're not
going to
focus on the story, just do the online.
Yeah.
Just do the online. Make it a short tutorial story that's like 2 hours long or something like that. And then just make it online.
Just,
don't bother with the rest of it.
I agree with that.
So, Corey, your main complaint with the characters, they're addressing, they are bringing in more characters over time. You know?
Keyword.
So maybe you might want to revisit it like once the whole roster's out.
But
by that time, the game will be like $10. I'll buy it.
In their defense a little bit, though,
no,
they can't just come out with a game with like every popular character in it. Because then it's like at that point they have nothing
that's
to
not my
like
complaint.
Sustain.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
As far as the events,
I'm not saying that.
Later.
But now look,
but like Spider-Man shouldn't be something I have to wait for.
Let me paint you a picture.
Spider-Man
like,
should not be locked behind.
Look, let me.
That is my.
Oh, yeah, let me paint you a picture. We got a DLC for event for that bum ass game, because I can't say the name.
You can. Good job.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. So we got a DLC for it.
Mm.
Let me ask y'all one good question from this. What did we get from this DLC?
The first one was Kate Bishop. The second one is Hawkeye.
Was there anything but
the future?
The characters?
So it's a storyline.
This is where I think shine at this.
There's a storyline along
the
future.
This is my moment.
I feel like I'm gonna say that I feel like they chose those two characters because Disney's coming out with the show with Hawkeye.
That's cute.
Where it's focusing on those two characters. So
that's
I feel
cute.
Like that's why they chose those.
So
cool.
let me paint you a picture.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to say where I shine at basically in video games is probably like the fighting games, like basically like a Street Fighter, a Marvel vs. Capcom, and such like that. But I do love RPGs, guys. Where the camera at? I do love RPGs. So my thing is, when you do a DLC, your DLC shouldn't just be one character just for the thirst. I feel like the thirst is just like, oh, we got Hawkeye. Everybody's going to want to do a Hawkeye. Everybody's going to want to go on Hawkeye because Hawkeye is the DLC.
How much did the DLC cost? Like each
individual?
So
I think the characters are free. It's all added on free.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I love that. I appreciate that. Generally.
At least.
Exactly. But my thing is, when you do a DLC and you're giving people a reason to buy this DLC, you deserve to give you more characters.
Well, I'm not even gonna lie.
Versus just getting one. So imagine.
I'm not going to lie, though. I can't back that too much.
Hold on. I'm going to get to it.
Okay. Let's see where it goes.
I'm going to spend $30 just to get Hawkeye. Hypothetically.
Okay, wait. Let me ask you a question. Did you buy the Smash Pass?
Did I spy? I couldn't. All right. Again, I don't play Smash Bros. Because Smash Bros. Zooms in and out too much on the camera view, and it messes up my eyes. It might give me an epileptic seizure. Right. I don't want to do it.
I would have done it. Right.
Because I was a fan of the game.
And they're adding on characters.
But they
but it's like pay $30, you're getting five characters.
Exactly.
You're getting stages.
You're getting five characters.
You see what I'm doing with this, right?
So Avengers have already announced a set amount of characters. I don't know the exact number.
Okay.
Right?
I feel like I know where you're going. I'm about to hit you with something.
It's not $25 like Nintendo is charging. It's free additional characters.
So can I ask you one follow-up question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I was playing Smash with Sephiroth.
Mm-hmm.
He's become the character I can use. I'm the best at,
mm-hmm.
literally within a day. He's fire. Banjo and Kazooie fire. You know, like at least Nintendo's giving you characters you want. Nobody asked for Kate Bishop. I didn't know she had. I didn't know that was her name.
I almost said who was that.
So hold on.
I didn't want to say it though.
Look,
is Kate Bishop Hawkeye's daughter, right?
Look. Even touching, yes.
Okay.
Even touching base off.
I didn't want to say.
Or at least in the show, they're gonna
even
do
touching
right?
base off zero.
Like,
it's like.
Bishop, we want Spider-Man.
They're,
why isn't
they're,
Spider-Man
they're
the first
playing towards.
Because Spider-Man's not always an Avenger.
No, they're playing.
So what?
That's what people want.
Hold
on. Bowen, I'll get to that.
Spider-Man is barely an Avenger.
I'll get to that in a minute.
A show, but not put out Spider-Man, who most people probably know from the game.
I can get to him. I can get to that.
Because she's
Spider-Man. He was in that game. Like, we might want him on the next one.
Here's the thing. Gerald, I can climb into that.
All right, go ahead.
I can really climb into this.
Go ahead. Because
like I said, this is a good night for me, guys. I'm letting you know. So, My thing is, you can do a guest appearance because, like I said, it's a DLC. So characters that not supposed to be an Avenger, you can throw those people in there because
they put Jason Voorhees in Mortal Kombat.
Exactly. They put.
But you gotta get
him. Hold on.
Okay.
They put. What's my man? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Terminator.
They put Terminator in Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
We know they're not in a Mortal Kombat tournament. But we want to see that.
But
just like
eventually.
No, just like Avengers. Avengers. We know Spider-Man is a guest star to an Avengers. We know Fantastic Four is a guest star to the Avengers. But we would love to have these characters in it because we're not based on the same five to six characters that's
my thing. Is, play Ultimate Alliance.
If that's what you want,
where you want guest appearances from people who weren't necessarily Avengers. Play Ultimate Alliance on Switch.
I'm not knocking that.
So yeah, that's derailing your argument.
No, it's not.
Because you want us to play Avengers, but you're telling us don't play Avengers now.
No, I'm saying if you want characters who aren't Avengers added on your DLC, right? Play Ultimate Alliance.
We want players that was Avengers.
That's not my argument though.
So Spider-Man isn't really an Avenger.
He was an Avenger
in one comic book series.
I'll take that versus just
right?
I'll
but
take that
not,
over just having Hawkeye's daughter who we don't see in nothing.
But you're gonna see it.
Case
in
point.
And she is an Avenger more so than Spider-Man.
Why? Because
I do have a question.
Because her father was an Avenger?
No, because she's a part of more Avengers comics.
I do have an actual question. Because
yeah.
I'm not even talking about who's an Avenger or not.
Because,
mm-hmm. A, whether he's an Avenger or not, they're going to put Spider-Man in the game. We all knew they were going to put him in the game.
Exactly.
Because he's in the movies.
My problem,
right?
My problem is this. Kate Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Did she drop by herself?
Yeah, it was like a storyline with her.
But like, she was the only character that dropped that.
In that.
So put it this way. If you want to promote the Hawkeye show, and that's why you do Kate Bishop, then Hawkeye,
mm-hmm.
why don't you promote it by doing Kate Bishop and Hawkeye together? Why are they counted as two separate events? Like, anybody fucking cares about Kate Bishop?
I have a question.
Did anybody care about Iron Man before the movie?
Hey, Bowen, can I ask you a question?
You're putting out a game now with the current thing, and
what
about a game based off what people
What
like
about
in
the female Luffy?
Miss Marvel?
Well,
she's the main character.
She's the main character.
Watch this.
Right?
She's
been in comics. She's been exploding amongst fans.
A lot of comics?
Yeah, she's in...
So Spider-Man wasn't in a lot of comics?
But he's not an Avenger.
You can't get on too much.
But he's not an Avenger.
But it's the same, it's the same scenario.
No, it's not.
What Bo's trying to say is, like, it would be like saying, I'm putting out a Green Lantern game, and you're saying Batman has to be in there. He had the ring.
Once.
Before. And it's like, he doesn't have to be in there. He's not a Green Lantern.
No,
he
Batman just worked with them once. Batman once was around the
Avengers.
Batman was once involved in the Justice League. So if he's
if it was a Justice League game, fine. Batman has to be in it. But this is an Avengers game, right? So I'm not. So Nightwing hasn't been part
so
of.
So he's right. Spider-Man doesn't have
Justice
to be in
League
it
like that, right? Mm-hmm. So if a Justice League game came out, I'm not expecting Nightwing to be a part of it. If they add him down the line, sure, great. But he's
So what he's saying...
Because it's an Avengers
it
game,
does
so
make
it has
sense.
To be people who are
I mean, but they announced
the
Spider-Man.
Because he's not. But my thing is once you know you're putting Spider-Man
I have
in
a lot of defense.
Yeah,
you know people want Spider-Man. Holding back Spider-Man is literally you just doing that, waiting for people to play the game long. You're basically forcing people... Like, they can just wait till no one's playing the game and say, oh, Spider-Man is dropping. And that'll pull people back in. They know if they did it first, they can't pull people back into the game.
Let's make the conversation even more spicier.
Like, the only pushback Spider-Man, because the game was trash and people dropped it and lost most of your player base, dumb fast, to be honest.
Who's truly in an Avenger?
There's a bunch of them. You can get both. Thank you. So now let's ask him.
So here's the thing. How many people does an Avenger?
Down the line, right? When you want to pull people back in, because... Let's say you drop Spider-Man.
If they do like a...
You can bring Wolverine, and that would get people to play. Wouldn't it?
I mean, I guess.
If they do a Defenders DLC, the Defenders in the Avengers, they have a little...
That's what I'm saying. But you gotta make the DLC good enough for us to want it.
And Wolverine is not going to pull the same people Spider-Man.
You don't think so?
Absolutely not.
You're tripping with that.
Spider-Man, Superman, and Batman are the three most popular superheroes in
Agreed.
The entire world.
Agreed.
Yes.
So how is someone who's not as popular going to pull more eyes?
Wolverine has name power. I'm not saying Wolverine's not going to pull people in.
Spider-Man's pulling more people in than Wolverine.
I think the best DLC would be the Defenders, though, because it's a group of them. And
no. What I'm saying is, for a game... Right.
For a game like Avengers, Iron Fist, what I'm saying is Wolverine has pulling power. He does, not like Spider-Man.
It's not going to pull more than Spider-Man. That's what I said. I never said Wolverine doesn't have pulling power.
I'm not saying
he's not going to pull what Spider-Man pulls.
So, I'm not going to sit here and say that Spider-Man will not pull a lot of people. Granted, they're going to pull a lot of people, but I feel like
they only pull people on PlayStation side.
Hold on. My opinion. I feel like...
Which on its own is stupid, but we all agree on that.
Yeah.
And unfair.
Yes,
I feel like...
Because if he's not an Avenger, and like your argument could be, well, he's not even supposed to be in the game, be happy you got it. It's like, then why are you only giving him to half the people?
For the same price.
Yeah.
For the same price.
That is my
only... It's like, why are you only giving
issue?
It to half
but
the
now,
people? That's not fair.
That is my
I
only
feel
issue.
Like people that don't even know about the Avengers will know about Wolverine.
They're gonna know about Spider-Man too. That's why they will pull more. Let me ask you a question. The game that came out that started this whole let's do a whole like MCU before gaming was Spider-Man on PS4,
mm-hmm.
which is clearly a superior game to Avengers. Mm-hmm. If you Marvel, you probably played Spider-Man. So when you say Spider-Man is dropping in this Avengers game, oh, by the way, Spider-Man is absent in the DLC in his game for a reason that you don't know until you play it. It's like, oh, maybe he's over there. Let me play this Spider-Man game because mm-hmm. Spider-Man's in it. So you have not just the regular fans, not just the movie fans, not just fans who maybe don't even think about Marvel and wouldn't play the Avengers at all,
mm-hmm.
but they played Spider-Man and liked it. I was like, oh, he's going to be in the game? You're pulling those people. What... gamer are you pulling with Wolverine?
What do you mean?
I said what gamer are you pulling with Wolverine? I got you. I'm gonna let you.
The
only reason why I'm saying this
I'm talking about, and I'm recent
game,
I'm talking about a game that came out 20 years ago where some of those people might be 40 and 60.
Not even saying that.
It does matter.
I mean, not even saying that, Zero. Let me put
how
you
does
on.
That not? How does that not?
No, let me put you on.
Let me hear what Corey has to
say.
Let me hear what Corey has to say.
I'm gonna put you on right now. The mindset different. Everybody is aware of Spider-Man. A lot of people in the world are aware of Spider-Man. A lot of people also in this world are like, when is Wolverine going to get his first game? When is Wolverine going to get a game? When is Wolverine going to get this? That's granted.
No, so they know him.
They know about Wolverine. But the fans, the Wolverine fans alone, is going to say, yo, listen.
You might not know about X-Men, but you know Wolverine.
So Wolverine's coming to the Avengers game. You about to play Wolverine, right?
Everybody's
going by to the way, the Avengers game, out of 100% of the people, its player base, it lost 97% of them because the game is fucking trash.
Mm-hmm.
First time you play Wolverine in a game, you want it to be in a trash game that is universally considered not a good game?
But now,
or would you rather wait for Wolverine to get his own game
Let me be that guy. You got to understand. We're looking at it from a creator standpoint.
So looking at it from the creator standpoint,
I'm like, yo, listen, I got Wolverine. I got the rights to get Wolverine in this game. I guarantee my sales are going to go better.
Where is the creative standpoint? So everybody wants a Wolverine game. Why would I release him as free DLC for a game that's bad?
Here's the thing.
Instead of just giving him his own damn game, you know why?
Because the development costs more money.
No.
If you're so sure it's going to put so many people, you're going to make it back.
Not to mention, you're
onto something, my friend.
If it's going to pull it
back, if you bring a Wolverine,
yes. It's gonna not only fix your game, so it's gonna get more people to it.
What were the two improvements that they said they wanted?
I said gameplay. Right?
But all that can be improved on.
Wolverine does not improve the gameplay.
Here's what they're saying, right? Wolverine does not improve the gameplay.
They're doing what they're doing. We're releasing the character you want, so the game's going to be a better game.
No.
But the two improvements that Drain said they wanted was more characters and more events, right?
That's what he said. Yeah, I said the gameplay is trash. What's Wolverine doing?
That's what I'm saying. But those were the two main things they said they wanted, right?
Them, yes.
Every DLC character that they came out so far with,
mm-hmm.
it's a new character, and you get new story along. So that's new events. Mm-hmm.
It's not an event.
What I want to add on to the Wolverine situation,
because you asked a good question. If you bring Wolverine onto an Avengers game, which is a trash game, but everybody likes how that player is moving, how he works in the game.
But that doesn't work like that. Now you're assuming they're going to do a good job with this part of the game.
Well, we're assuming they put Wolverine in the game at the beginning.
No, we're just saying if they put him in there. You're saying they're going to put him in there. Oh, and he's going to play well.
As a
Just assuming they did correctly.
You don't need any DLC for it.
They have
Even if they did the game correctly, they will still need a DLC.
They don't need DLC.
They will need a DLC.
Yes, you
hands
need
down.
DLC.
Hands down. Hands down, they would need a DLC.
It's a roster type game.
Exactly.
I'm talking about for like the story. You wouldn't need story.
Of course you
would. You would just need to add the good characters in it and with their story.
We're talking about they need the DLC to save the game. I'm saying you would not need the DLC to save the game. Before we continue, I do want us to
that the game is still coming out with updates in attempts to fix.
Now, I'm not saying that they're not attempting to fix it.
That this is going on as
because
we speak.
No Man's Sky, same deal.
Agreed.
No Man's Sky, right?
Hmm? Yeah, same thing.
So it's
no
like,
Man's
yeah,
Sky
give him a chance.
Took years to
Final Fantasy, they literally blew up the world of one of their MMOs and remade it.
So now, let me
I'm not saying it can't get better. What I'm saying is, if you want me to look at that game, dislike the gameplay, and then think that you're going to bait me, say, oh, Wolverine's coming out, they're going to fix everything because Wolverine's coming out. No,
that's not what
Wolverine doesn't fix anything.
That's not what I'm saying.
In addition to the updates that they are doing to the game, characters that you want like that are definitely going to bring characters, people
so,
back.
Which is cool, but
we're talking about, like, what would improve the game to bring me back? I said the gameplay is bad.
So
they could release my favorite character in Marvel who I don't even know exists yet.
Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck.
If the game isn't fun,
I was getting to that.
They could put
Ratchet
in the game. That's additional to them already doing the Yes, but you're acting like updating the game to make it playable and fun is DLC.
No. That's what I'm saying.
I was getting to that. What's your favorite character in like anime, or you can go with superhero. I can twist it whichever way you want. But all right, so let's say for example, they make an X-Men game. It's poor
like they made an X-Men game, but it's like
it's Avengers. Game. Yeah. But then you throw Gambit as a DLC.
Don't care.
You may not care.
But the average person was what's going to bring me. Back
No. I understand.
Average person could be brought back to the game if you change the name of it and pretend like it's a different game.
If it's a Gambit style DLC,
and I get what you're saying.
If you buy the game, come back to the game, I'll mail you candy. You're gonna get some people. Like you can get people back with stuff.
Yeah, of course. So
if you talk about me and someone who doesn't like the gameplay, more characters doesn't mean anything.
That's not what I'm saying.
Because all you're gonna do is disappoint me in a different way.
So that's why.
Which is just worse.
That's why I wanted to make sure we mentioned that they are doing updates to the
game.
So they're doing updates alongside the DLC that was already planned.
Let me put it this way. This is probably the better way to word it. Mm. Until the gameplay is up to a point that I think should be expected from a Marvel game, an Avengers game at that, a game published by Square Enix, like that's the biggest. If an independent studio put out Avengers, I'd probably be playing it every day. Because most of the problems, I'd be like,
"What you want to do with the money they have?"
Like Square Enix, between Square Enix and Disney, bro, they can put the money together to make the greatest game / movie all in one with smell of. They could have made their own console for that particular game. I mean, that would have cost a fuck ton, but. They could have found the money to do that if they wanted to. Yeah, the game has no excuse to come out lackluster.
And we would buy it because it's Disney. You
know? Yeah. But it's like...
No. Bro, I'm telling you, the mouse will come to your house and butt fuck you and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Because he's like, I ain't gay, but thank you.
Yeah, he'll be like, okay.
He's going to leave you with a couple of mil. It's the same thing like Final Fantasy 15, right? I didn't hate the game. It was just kind of disappointing. It was super easy. Yeah. I didn't play any of the DLC. Because I'm like, I'm not, like, this playing the game isn't fun enough for me to say, let me go back and do more shit. It's like, oh, well, they fixed it. Like, I don't, you're asking me to trust them after they, like.
That's how I feel about Spider-Man.
Now, Square Enix wasn't as bad. I won't lie. Mm-hmm. Like, Final Fantasy 15 wasn't
bad. Miles Morales.
I just expected more. Miles Morales was fine.
It was, but it's just short. I didn't feel the need to beat it 100%.
Oh, I definitely did.
I know you did.
Oh, by the way, on my Twitch, I'm about to platinum it. Just got to finish that second playthrough. I got worse the second time through, so if you want to watch me get my ass kicked. Okay. It's happening in 4K. It
got me in 4K. All right, so we're approaching the hour mark, or we are at the hour mark. So we're going to go to the last two questions on this, and then call it a night.
That's fine.
All right, cool. So the first one is, right, now that we've spoken about all these things, and specifically multiplayer superhero games, the next major two superhero games that I know of anyway is Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad, both of which are
multiplayer.
They have multiplayer aspects to them. Mm-hmm. Do you have hopes for it? Do you see it failing like the Avengers did?
Not really. Arkham Knights, I don't see none of them. Mm-mm.
I feel like Suicide Squad might do good. I feel like Suicide Squad might do better than any superhero game, off the strength that Suicide Squad, you can play villain.
Who's in Arkham Knights?
You play as...
Batman.
No, Batman's dead. Yeah. So you're playing as Nightwing. Batgirl, Red Hood, and Tim Drake.
Two Robins.
That sound kind of good.
So that I feel like it's going to be, because with the Avengers, right, you got to look at how much optimism we had toward it. They had like 10 different characters, 10 different worlds. Same universe, but worlds. Mm-hmm. Gotham is one world. So like it's like my expectations aren't that great towards it, but it's like it's playable.
Open world too.
Yeah, it's playable. It's like Avengers, like you know how much you could do with the Avengers, bro?
Low-key, I do want to cut them a little bit of slack with that, because there is a lot you could do with the Avengers, so, they might have literally had a better idea, So, or they could have executed better.
But the reason why I think Gotham and Suicide Squad, they're gonna be able to. It's easier to make it better because they're only focusing on one world, not a universe. Okay. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? It's easier to like.
It's like if you're making like we're saying okay,
we like Tim Drake and Red Hood, right? Both Robins, right?
All three, and
Nightwing, yeah. So they could make it. Like, you know, whole shit. You was Robin, I was Robin too, but...
They know each other.
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm saying, in the game, like, you know, there's gonna be, like, interactions with them. Like, I've been there, did that. I don't know why you think Nightwing. I don't know why you think you're gonna be successful being Nightwing. Like, you might as well... Like, you know, shit like that.
Gotham Knights is only two-player, multiplayer, though.
What I will say is, I think... the Gotham game has the bigger chance to disappoint me.
Yeah,
just because I know it's not linked to the Arkham Knight games, but you think I'm gonna have like that's gonna be the comparison
so,
I draw.
I think it's so they're both good. Made by developers who have worked on the Arkham series.
Yeah.
Gotham Knights is made by WB Montreal. They did the Origins game, which is the one you didn't play. And then Suicide Squad is done by Rocksteady, who did the other.
Now, that's the craziest thing about Suicide Squad is it's Rocksteady, so I should be really judging the Suicide Squad against Batman, if anything.
What about
and then leave that alone. But,
Sorry.
No. But, the Suicide Squad game, for some reason, just still off the top of my head, just because the story they're presenting seems like...
I think
it feels Squad like it'd be easy to mess it up, so, like, my expectations for Suicide Squad is lower.
Okay.
Yeah. So, if Suicide Squad comes out and it's an Avengers game, I'll be like, I'll cut him some slack. Like, you're using villains, I could see how...
Because what was their goal in the movie? They had to do a mission that nobody else wanted to do, and they just wanted...
They had to do a mission.
Yeah.
They had
to do a mission. But they were going to have the heroes do it. They would rather have people that were exposable. Like, if you die, you die.
Yeah.
So I feel like the story for that, like, it could be assassinations. It could be, like...
It's the Suicide Squad kills the Justice League.
Yeah, so,
you know... Also, with the Suicide Squad game, because they're villains... Like, you could take the rating up and, like, get really weird with it. Like, get really wacky or bloody or just ridiculous.
Yeah, they could kill
us. You could almost make it a Borderlands game and I'll still be like, Suicide Squad, what you want from?
Yeah, if they actually kill off heroes...
If you make a Gotham Knights game that looks like Borderlands, I'm going to be tight.
You've seen the trailers for it, right?
Yeah, like, obviously it doesn't. But, like, you know, so with that, like, I have standards for that just because it's Batman with that, so I'm almost expecting the same thing.
I'm looking forward to killing Batman.
So...
Loki. I'm looking forward to just fighting.
I have to kill Batman.
It's two-player multiplayer, so I don't know which one of you guys I'm playing with at any given time. I feel like
villain.
It's more than likely core.
Yeah. Villain.
It's closer to being a single-story game than a multiplayer, so that's where...
Yeah, so I feel
when
like
it's closer to multiplayer than single-player, that's what it leans.
I'm just letting you know.
And then when it's just multiplayer, it's
just... I'm letting you know right now, I call dibs on Nightwing.
Okay, I want Red Hood anyway.
Cool. Yeah, that works fine.
Okay. I'm probably gonna get tired and be like, damn it, I should have picked Nightwing.
Yeah, no, I call dibs on that.
If not, I'll do Red Robin, just because he could teleport. I'll figure it. That's the other thing with it. Like, I guess in the Avengers game, they like all the Avengers have different powers, but when you come down to like how they fight, it's pretty much a strong one's punch.
get to use their attributes in Avengers.
Well,
it's just you're in a field, you're punching somebody really hard, you're throwing your shield.
What I meant is
you get to choose between using rockets, the repulsors, the lasers.
Like that.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, for example, like...
But I feel
I'm
like...
I'm pretty sure, obviously I haven't played the game, but there's only but so different that, like, Thor and Hulk are going to be outside of, like, the electric powers. Like, just the regular combos.
Okay.
Like, there's not too much difference because they're basically both brawlers. Same thing with Cap. Like, he has martial arts, so you can switch it up. But then you compare him to Black Widow, the difference is the shield that they got.
It's just like with Batman games and stuff, you have to do stealth.
Well, not
you have
even
to do
that.
Like stuff. Avengers, there was a little bit of stealth where you're running from robots, but it's
not
really.
Well, not even going into the stealth, just the way they fight. Like in the Batman game, you have Nightwing who fights with a whole staff. Red Hood fights with guns. Robin probably fights more like,
Cassandra
Cain probably fights.
Tim Drake uses the full staff, Nightwing uses the Skirmish sticks,
He has a staff, he has a gun. So it's like just the regular gameplay, like for Red Hood, is going to feel different. He has guns.
Mm-hmm.
Robin is probably going to feel faster, Nightwing's probably gonna feel faster than like everyone but Red Robin, but feel like he hits maybe the second or third strongest.
It just feel like
Red Robin's probably gonna feel the weakest but the fastest. Red Hood's gonna feel kind of in the middle. Maybe his dodge is better, but not as fast because he's more long range. But you, I can tell off the top of my head
how it's just like each beat. Did you ever play
but
SOCOM?
Thor and Hulk, it's like, okay, one has a hammer and electricity, and the other has.
You ever played SOCOM?
I played SOCOM once.
So it was like a. It's like a army game, but it's just like with Avengers, it's like we just gotta fight everybody. Like in SOCOM, which I hope they do it in Arkham Knights and in Suicide Squad, like he uses guns, right? So he could take a different way into the thing.
Yeah.
You take a different way. Avengers is like, all right, like, four
Avengers,
robots coming.
With
Hulk.
Avengers, is Cap really gonna see like a look like Black Widow might be Cap? But how many times are they really gonna?
But it's like you can't pass.
Now you have to.
You can't pass a certain point until y'all kill everybody in a circle. And it's repetitive. Like,
that's what it is.
You're beating up robots over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Like,
Avengers,
you know?
Might have been trying to go like the Destiny route, mm-hmm. but they may have hit more the Borderlands route, which is bad for them because obviously Borderlands is more of a cartoon type game.
Yeah.
So like, even if the gameplay is repetitive, like in Borderlands, if I go into the area and you're like, oh, this area is harder. How's it harder? There's more enemies. That's fine. If that's, you just made it difficult by doubling the number of enemies, I can barely know what's going on the screen already.
Yeah,
chaos
like,
is fun.
Even with the Arkham Knights, like, they could use their, like, to do different stuff.
Like it would make sense, for example.
Like, Red
Hood is... To
extend
Red Hood out.
It's like, he's the ruthless one, right? Mm-hmm. So, all right, you're going to go in his room. You're going to shoot everybody. Nightwing, you go around. Do this, like, to complete the mission, you use each of their...
Like
if Nightwing like, I don't like killing people. Right, Hood be like, all right, I'll do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different.
Or, like, say they have to get information from somebody. And, like, they're trying to get information. And they're like, we're trying to torture him, but we're not going no further. If they literally then just have the, like, the other three walk out the room and Red Hood just walks in.
Like he's just going to pistol whip him. You're not going to talk now?
You know,
like
if you're
it's
doing
like,
that with the Avengers, it's like who's gonna be the one that walks in? You're like, yeah, like Nick Fury, maybe
Black Widow,
Hawkeye could maybe.
But I feel like in these games, if it's Yatu playing or us or whatever we're playing,
yeah. it's more unique because
we
like,
gotta
if
beat
I
the game. We gotta be strategic.
Know?
Like I can't just level up the Hulk. I'm like, all right, Korn, I'm gonna punch the middle of the floor and kill everybody, and you just snipe the freaking. The robots
like just from
with the
looking
guns.
At Avengers, it feels like more of a game where it's like, oh, y'all have your abilities ready? Everybody just use them all at once and let's just wipe the whole field. Whereas that one feels more like it's like literally like, okay, I'm fighting like three people over here and there's more running over here.
Yeah, like you
can
teleport.
Can you give me some backup?
Like you can teleport. You're gonna teleport into the thing.
Like I bet you, if we're playing Avengers, we're not talking that
much. Yeah, exactly.
I bet you, if we're playing Gotham Knights, we're communicating a little bit. You know.
All right, well, we'll see.
That's
just how
I
feel.
I don't know. I feel like the Suicide
Same thing
squad
with Suicide Squad. You got Deadshot. If it's a mission where...
It's Deadshot.
Because
yeah,
you have
the
snipers.
You know?
Captain Boomerang and King Shark.
Like,
so bang, water
see,
stuff.
See, different abilities.
You see how
right?
it kind of splits? With Again, with the Avengers, it's like, what...
They may have different moves,
like,
but their different
Thor
moves
the
are for the same shit.
For the same reason. Like... That nigga's dumb strong. We need somebody to whoop his ass.
Well,
like,
their special abilities are different.
Well,
their abilities are different, but it's...
But I mean,
it's
just generally...
Not
like
even
the
them as heroes. It's the enemies. It's like, I feel like... I think Gotham is different.
Not again, Corey.
No, I'm up.
Plus, the other thing, again, with Avengers that I have to cut him a break with is, like, you also have to make enemies. If you're letting me, like, choose whatever character I want for the mission, mm-hmm. you have to make enemies that it makes sense for Cap to have to struggle against fighting, but then also the like Hulk, they can't then just run through every mission because then the game's even worse because then it's just the Hulk and he's just dropping everybody.
And then you just do it like the thing.
Yeah, but if you're like exactly, but if you're Captain America and you have the challenge, but the boss is like built for like the Hulk to fight him, what's up? Even so, even with that, that's why I'm like, it's hard to do that when it's like, oh, pick whoever you want, because then it's like, so if I pick Cap to go through here. The enemies would have been on Hulk's level because that cat would have got washed. You know? All it right, probably
so
fits better with like a, they tell you who to use for what mission.
So we're going to move on to the last question of the night. All right, it's real simple. Who do you think would best, what superhero do you think would best make a video game?
You know who I'm going to say?
What superhero do you think would make would be best for like a video
game? Yeah, and which one do you think just won't work?
That hasn't been used already? Or
it could be used.
Do it have to be used or not used?
It, up to you.
Just yeah, I know who I'm going to say, because I use them for everything.
Who you think would make the best game, and who you think would just not work?
A best game would be what we talked about earlier, which would be a Gambit video game would be fire, because it's not you're not doing too much.
I can see that too. You're doing, power is simple. It's not like
exactly you're not doing outlandish nothing.
They could just make it great by just giving you the way you apply this power, just make it broad.
Yes.
So you can use it in a bunch of different situations, but it doesn't ever feel like, oh, I'm just running through it.
And then the one that would be worse would be a Cyclops game. I don't care how much.
You're having a gun.
Yeah. I don't know enough about Cyclops, but I feel like
his brother, like, Havoc.
Havoc deserves a game.
Like, if his eye beam is like, that's his thing, right? It's like, what's his ult going to be? Is he just going to fight with his hands?
Well, he removes his glasses and his beam
and
gets
then it's
bigger.
It's just a big, big one?
Yeah.
So it's just Goku. It's like the uni beam from Iron Man.
Yeah, but Iron Man got a lot of other things, though. He got rockets, he can fly, he got other things.
But like Cyclops is like his eye beam.
It's just a blind guy that can shoot beams out his blind eye.
He's not blind.
He's not blind.
Can he just that way. Is he like a martial artist? Like he can martial arts?
Yeah.
So I guess you could do that, and then the eye beam can't be the ult. The stronger eye beam.
You know what you do? You do the regular one in between.
Yeah, you make the ult like something where you have to like stand in place and you can only turn his head. But like the regular ones, you just shoot.
I personally think like
Key Blast.
Like everybody in the X-Men, they have like a different type of power.
Yeah.
I feel like Cyclops don't have that second type of power. So for example, like Wolverine, he has the claws, but he can heal.
But the claws aren't his power. Like, those were added to
it.
But he did have bone claws.
Oh, he did have the bones, right?
But you know what I'm saying?
But
like,
not many mutants have that second mutation.
Yeah, most of them just have the bone.
No, not them.
Magneto's just good. That's it.
But he can float. So that makes...
That's attached to his ability.
That's cool. He still has a set.
It's not the same thing.
It gives...
He can apply it.
It applies as a second thing.
So Juggernaut's?
Juggernaut...
He can't be stopped.
He can't be stopped.
Yeah,
he's impenetrable.
No, he's saying everybody.
He can't be stopped,
and then he and on top of that he has super strength.
Okay, Toad.
But Toad moves as a frog and has frog-like abilities.
Toad.
He has a frog. He's a frog with frog-like abilities.
Yeah, he's basically.
You just try to say that as two different powers?
I'm going to add it as two different
powers.
How? No, that's not.
That's like saying he's a fly that can fly.
Yeah.
So Rogue has infinite powers.
No. So when I say that, when I say the toe part, it's like...
He's a frog.
It's like... All right. Perfect. Perfect example. It's like Spider-Man that has... Spider-Man, he has the climbing ability. The web part is what he created to make him a web as if of a spider.
But spiders use webs.
But Cyclops has his visor, which allows him to control the intensity of his
eyes. Like, if he didn't have the visor, if he opened his eyes, the beams was coming
just
out.
Just constant.
Just
basically, he's like navel laser.
Cyclops' ass.
He's really not.
He's navel laser. Basically, he just comes out his eyes.
He's not my favorite superhero by far.
I like Havoc way more than Cyclops.
Havoc is gangster.
He's navel laser, basically.
Navel laser.
So, Corey, what about you?
So, right, I was thinking, and so I was thinking, like, you could do a rogue game. I don't know why I'm stuck on X-Men for this.
Go for it.
You could do a rogue game and make it kind of like Second Son, like if you're in a Second Son, where you can touch the stuff and absorb it.
That'd
and I
was
like,
okay,
that might be a little.
I was
so then,
like Kirby.
Then I was thinking magic. So I was thinking Zatanna?
Okay.
What's her name? I was thinking like some magic thing, but I can't really think
for
of
a good one or a bad one?
For a good one.
Okay.
Like, I can't really think of a good way. Then I was like, yo. Storm would be pretty fun.
Storm?
But I feel like she could go for best or worst, because I feel like you could also fuck it up.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. Because
it could be very not
fun. I don't know what to do with Storm.
I mean, if you put her in
just
a game where she's
cause
mostly,
storms?
I mean...
Storm can be a great...
I mean, you could have skill trees. You have her a lightning skill tree for a lightning powers, make that
stronger. And then wind and stuff.
Wind skill tree. Stuff like that.
I just feel like I'm so hell bent on RPGs.
I just don't know if she.
I feel like Storm would be a great RPG.
No, in Marvel vs. Capcom, she slaps. She just goes like this.
Yeah. There you go. She just boom.
And then backs up and then throws tornadoes or shit.
There you go.
What about you?
For good?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Hold on. We need that
bad. Oh, for worst?
Oh, bad.
I don't know which one I would say would be worst. Mm-hmm. You know what would be worst? Daredevil, but as a VR game.
I was leaning towards Deadpool for worst, even though I love him, but it's like
I think it is
like for worst.
I think he's one of those boom burst things. You can either make it really great or just
because you know he's gonna shoot you.
Mm-hmm. But he also has swords, martial arts, bombs.
You know what? Recovery. A Deadpool game where a certain part of the game is like Pokemon. Deadpool just wouldn't do what you're doing. Under control. Just
like I could just picture him just dying all the time and come back to life.
On purpose.
Or just, yeah, like, you killed me.
He's like, yeah,
nope. Nope, just playing.
He just died so during the lowest.
For good, I was leaning towards the Flash.
Really?
Yeah, but then, Superman covered that I expected in his game, because he's faster than the Flash.
One of the worst.
I'm saying, he's faster than the Flash.
No, he is not.
He beat the Flash in a race.
He's not faster than the Flash.
He beat the Flash in a race.
The Flash has stated that every time that Superman has beat him, he let him win for charity.
Oh, come on.
Yes, Superman is nowhere close.
That's a sore loser.
Superman is nowhere
close. It's the same with
Tasha.
It's the same with Tasha.
Close to the Flash.
But yeah, no, as far as I know.
I'm kind of on him bone with this.
As far as I know, Superman's not even close to the Flash.
Flash outran Death.
Okay.
Superman.
Well, he could outfly Death.
No. Death is an entity. It's supposed to just
be. Yeah, I know.
Arrive. Apologies.
Yeah, no. So
instantaneously.
In the DC universe, Death is actually a speedster. Like, part of the Flash ran. And the Flash outran him.
Like the Flash is
he outran the concept of death.
Yeah. So he beat the Flash in a race. As far as I'm concerned, I don't care about no charity or none of that.
Okay.
But anyways, I was just thinking about like how it wouldn't really be that fun.
You could though, with Flash, because you could almost do it like Miles, like how you have the Venom power and that's like your big hit. That'd be like his Speed Force like punch, and then you just have like regular punches and kids.
But he's just fast.
I just see.
Yeah, that's
like, how do you do the
zoom? Zoom.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you do that? What would be the interaction between the enemies? They just like standing still. And
that's
the I just you know see Flash as a dance resolution type of game.
I was thinking a racer.
Maybe it starts off easy. And like
later in the game. I was thinking of it at first and then I'm like, I don't really
think about it. Flash is like up down left right in a good pattern. Don't stop
using that. Like, his power is like weakened in the beginning. So he's like not as fast, so
he can
build back to it.
No, I don't know.
I like where
he was going with
Aquaman too. Aquaman too.
Oh, that's not even stuff.
He got the whole sea.
Aquaman could be really good. Yeah,
they could be good, bro. I hate him like as a hero, but the underwater aspect, the underwater and above water aspect, it could work.
I can see it.
Arkham Knight underwater.
Like I would
instead
just
of the Batmobile, you can call in fish.
I would just hate.
You can just talk
using
to fish,
like you can call in like a shark.
I would hate you.
I seen five people walk. Swim down here, like.
Imagine literally talking, getting it like side quest from like a shark. It's like, yeah, nah, these niggas not swim with me, though. I can't like stay still, though. Nah, you need that. So they pull up, they got harpoons.
I would hate using him, but I would definitely.
It's like, oh, they got harpoons? I'll pull up on them. Give me a second.
Aquaman is a boom burst game, too.
I was thinking for a good game, Wonder Woman.
Didn't that come? No.
I think Wonder Woman in a Tomb Raider style Wonder Woman game. Could really work.
But Wonder Woman is a good. Is it? I just don't like her.
Gods and stuff, so
I wouldn't buy it because I don't like Wonder Woman.
So, guys of the Next Panel Podcast, we are not sexist at all, but we will say what we have to say about this show.
Thank you. Thank you for adding that. Because I would not. I'm not a big fan.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not a big fan of like
Wonder Woman.
A Wonder
like
Woman
Storm?
Game.
I like Storm.
The Storm wasn't a bad idea. But
Wonder Woman, like
I just can't see
it. A Tomb Raider style Wonder Woman.
No, I'm not even knocking a Tomb Raider style.
It's just that once I see the title Wonder Woman, I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
It's over.
It's like, I'd rather take the Wonder Twins.
Is it her reaction time?
She's the best fighter on Earth.
Yeah, I believe it. I just don't like her.
I would have took the Wonder Twins.
Absolutely.
Yo, you are so disrespectful, Corey.
You know what you could? I would have took Raven. That could be one of the worst ones.
I'd have took Raven.
Imagine, like...
Well, they did one with Stargirl, right?
The twin that turns to water.
Yeah. Is it, what's that show on Hulu?
A bucket of water.
The
You acting like I watch TV. I don't know.
Wait, explain?
What's it about? What's it look like?
It's kids.
Kids.
And
is it the one with the two kids?
No, it's like six kids.
Okay, I'm lost.
They witnessed their parents doing a ritual.
Runaways.
Runaways.
The Runaways. That's Stargirl, basically. Ain't that Stargirl?
No, that's a Marvel shit.
You know what they could do really
good? Stargirl actually does have her own show on HBO.
Yeah.
You know what they could do really, really good? Yeah. Depend on how they do, I guess, how Gotham Knights works out. But just going off like that similar concept, you could do Teen Titans. Because then...
Yeah, Cyborg.
You just
Cyborg,
make a straight game. Don't
Cyborg
do
should have a game.
Just put all the main Teen Titans in there.
Cyborg should have a game.
Cyborg should be like
Watch Dogs.
I was gonna say Mega Man, but okay, we could watch.
Yeah, I'll do a Cyborg game like Watch Dogs.
I hated Watch Dogs to the T of my.
We're talking about the good ones,
yeah,
not that first draft.
That shit was horrible. That was the worst game.
I think
ever.
That might have been the first game that actually truly disappointed me.
I think no. The
all you could do is turn the
was.
Freaking. Traffic lights off.
Erase the little thing out the ground.
Erase
the little thing out the ground.
Did the water go up?
You know how y'all feel about this right now? Is exactly how I feel about Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Me neither.
The newest one is actually really good.
I beat the first one.
You know, you told me.
I beat the first Assassin's Creed. I started playing the second one. It was the same exact game.
It's like rewind, play, slow motion.
I only played
the
second. I don't got time
for that. So this new one, I think my biggest issue with that
game
was...
Sorry to cut you off. What was the one with the boats?
I heard that one was fun.
I could not get past the first start. I was on that boat forever.
I heard that one.
I couldn't find where to go. I just gave up.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna play.
My issue was like you kept going back into the future or whatever, and I did not get.
Yeah, I hated the load screen. It's just a bunch of white room, and they gotta keep running.
They toned that shit down to the max to the point where I could actually enjoy the game.
All right.
You know who would make a good game, or I think could make a good game, Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Because I think you'd be able to do like some. Just some cool shit. Especially with these PS5s, how they're showing, like, with Ratchet and Clank, you just zip straight through to another part. That's his little sling ring shit.
I can see Doctor Strange being played as a Devil May Cry type of game.
What? Like, you know he's a devil?
I'm saying Devil May Cry.
With guns?
Like, the concept, like, the guns is the rituals with Doctor Strange is the rituals that he'd do. The teleportation is the double A. You know, just little things that.
Now that you're saying that, though, that would be fire.
You get
what
I'm saying?
The spells were like almost like a fighting game. Like the spells were like button combinations.
Yeah, it's just button combinations
like
how Devil May Cry is.
I would love a Thanos game where you gotta race them to get the glove.
Imagine. That could be cool.
That would be
fire,
bro.
The entire MCU. Not like it's the entire MCU, but you're just playing as Thanos in the background.
Yeah,
Far Cry type. Like, you know how 5 had you... It had, like, each section?
Yeah.
Each part of the Alabama was, like, a different person.
But it's almost like the timeline.
It's a different stone. Yeah.
Yeah, different stone, yeah.
Yeah, different stone
and
a different part of the timeline.
And then you have the heroes that's in here that you have
to play. Bro, a Thanos game would be fire, bro.
That'd be dope. And then you finally get all 5 of them, they come through.
Do you really have to lose?
You have to lose at the
end. It can't end with a snap?
Nah, you have to lose at the end.
Why?
I don't know.
Why can't it end with a snap?
I see.
Unless you do win at the end and they're like, oh, that's an alternate timeline.
Yeah.
That happened.
I think worst game is still going to be Superman.
Ain't much you can do with Superman.
I think so.
Yeah, the problem
like, the only thing
was
he's just too strong.
There's no real grunts for him to fight.
Yeah, that's
like,
too
just,
strong.
Because
after you beat Darkseid,
you know what you could do?
The only way
make it post-apocalyptic and make it like Dark Souls. There's no orange sun, so it's just...
No, the only way I can see a Superman game working, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've given this a lot, but... Tell me if you would play. So it's like you have a time limit for each mission that you have to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to complete the mission, but along the way, you're constantly getting stopped for, you're getting notifications of like side things that you can do, right? The more side missions you do, the higher your score, along with like in relation to the time that you beat it.
I feel like it'll work with the Flash more than Superman.
So it's kind of like a speedrun game. Maybe.
So it's not even a speedrun. It's like, can you? It's how well do you do the story?
Because you're gonna win. He's basically saying you're gonna win. So you gotta just like you gotta like.
How much can you do?
The hardest part of it
exactly is
doing everything.
What cars do you choose to stop along your way to?
Yeah, because you can't get stopped. So that makes sense. That's like Goku.
Now I'm not gonna lie, wouldn't play it, but.
Yeah, man.
Just because it wouldn't be the type of game I want.
Yeah, no.
But that, because he's gonna win, so that's a good concept. So you gotta like you have save these eight women from.
You know, are you gonna rescue the cat from the tree, or are you gonna let the fire burn? And it's like every time you choose something, you have to know that it tells you like what you let happen because you chose this.
So I played a SMT game. I can't remember which one it was.
What's an SMT?
No, it wasn't Shin Megami Tensei. It's a Persona's Parent series. But they'll have like how it is like throughout the day you have like time slots. So you have like half hour time slots and each event takes like a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I got to a point where it was like, so you have a half hour to complete one of these two missions.
Mm-hmm.
With this one of your teammates is about to get killed. And in this one of your teammates is about to get killed. So it's like, you basically can't,
choose which
like
one.
You can't, literally can't save both of them. You have to choose one.
Or what I would do
and then
the
it's like
time
the other
limit
one,
for.
You, they like show the other one die, like get killed because you didn't pull up.
The time limit is you have to appear at the Daily the Daily Planet as Clark Kent. Yeah, so it's like, what do you do in that hour? Who do you save? How well of a Superman can you be?
How the biggest thing I think would be how the time ticks down,
mm-hmm.
because obviously,
yeah,
if like something pops up and it's just all the fuck the way over there, it's like, bro.
I think you would have to do it in like maybe 20-minute bursts, like 20-minute real.
Like each mission is like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Or maybe do a thing where it's like you're going and you have a timer like on your path there, but then when you go to the side mission, you don't have a timer.
Yeah.
But when you come back, like 20 minutes has elapsed. Or I'll tell you before, yeah, this is going to take about, you know, you make it really short since Superman's dope fast.
Mm-hmm.
I got 5 minutes to get to
so
Daily Planet.
So you could do it like how Dragon Ball Z did a whole season on a 5-minute battle.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know?
So you have it like that.
Yeah, like time passes.
So it's like,
it
I got 5
pass.
Minutes to get there, but I can zoop by and do these mm-hmm. quick few things.
But let's not say I don't think I did better than them. Sorry.
Okay.
But we're gonna end the podcast stream here. Well, the recorded part. I guess we can stay online on Twitch for a bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for joining in and listening once again to the Next Panel podcast.
Indeed.
Thank you to my fellow co-host, Corey. I know you mentioned that you're not gonna be here next week.
I might not.
Might not.
He'll be here.
Yeah,
he loves it here.
Man, next week.
He loves it here. Okay.
It depends on how the Superman game. Do the Superman game like the One Punch game. You're not even Superman. It's just you're a villain. You got 5 minutes till Superman. Finish the crime.
How much money can you steal, right?
Before
that, but yeah, I don't think Superman can work. But thank you for listening. We are on a bunch of platforms now: Spotify,
Apple Podcasts,
Twitch,
Google Podcasts. We are now on Twitch. This
after
is something
party
going
on Twitch after the streams. Watch us live.
Woo-woo.
And we are currently awaiting a Pandora certification.
Indeed.
So
when you said that, I started thinking about jewelry.
I said jewelry.
Don't forget, Leels, when's the next time you're going to be live on Twitch?
Oh, yeah. So as a Leels, I will be live on Twitch tomorrow, Monday. I'm live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, sometimes Saturdays. If you guys want to plug your Twitch now,
SL Game Boys, SL _ Game Boy. I play video games.
I think we can cut it right there.
Yeah. You guys want to go before we do?
Drano Top Gun. I got a few followers the other day. Thank you guys. Appreciate it a lot.
Yes.
I am Zero Blaze on Twitch. I'm the RPG single player guy. You won't catch me on Call of Duty off.
And, you know, I'm the biggest Call of Duty shooter out of all of us, you know.
Hey, biggest misser.
I get, like, you know, I average about, like, 10 to 15 kills a game.
That is true.
If y'all want to play with me, it's SL _ Game Boy. Dre's under me because, you know, I'm nice and he's not.
That's
yeah.
Incredible.
I agree.
That's incredible.
He carries me every game. I'm trying to help you. You're laughing.
I'm lying. I can't hold it.
I
can't hold it.
You would have just had to explain it on screen while you were playing. I'm good.
Like, yo, Corey, why you suck? I'm like,
wait, we held it together. Don't fall apart
again. Oh, dude, that's dumb funny.
Well, yeah. Again, thank you for watching.
Thanks for watching.
Oh, listening, really.
Yeah, thanks for listening to us, because we're
thank
stupid.
Thank you for existing.
We're funny, stupid people. Sorry.
All right, sorry.